Oh yeah, real lifers, citizens of the world, welcome to the Real Life Global Movement, where our mission is to inspire, empower, and connect the world through English.
We believe that English should be a fun and enriching part of your life that you can practice and enjoy whenever and wherever you want. Are you tired of boring lessons that suck the life out of your learning? Are you ready to step up your game and become a kick-ass English speaker?
Well, we're here to guide and inspire you on your journey to true lifelong fluency. It's time to stop just learning English and start living it. Can I get an aw yeah?
Oh yeah! What is going on, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, gangsters and homies from all over the world? It's Chad from Real Life English, where we believe that listening to podcasts is a fun, natural, effective, and
beautiful
way to learn English. So download this podcast now and listen to us while you're walking your dog. Come on, Justin.
Smiling at nothing.
Ironing your bathing suit.
Ironing your birthday suit.
Okay, let's just leave it at that. And as always, I'm joined in the studio today, sitting on new chairs, with the infamous Justin Murray.
Oh yeah, infamous.
Yeah. Well, I talked about gangsters and homies and the infamous Justin Murray.
It's true, it's true. I do have some street cred, some gangster past here, some history.
What is, okay, let's explain that really quickly. Infamous?
Infamous means to be famous for something bad.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So like a gangster or a homie. What's a homie? I never really understood that term.
I think it comes from the ghetto or the, you know, like a slum in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
It's like rap music.
Mm.
Homeboy. So it's a boy from your home. So maybe your friend. Hey, homeboy, what's up? Homie.
Okay.
Home dog.
So it derived from homeboy, meaning like he's a friend of yours, someone who's from your same neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
So he's a homeboy and that became a homie.
I think so. Homes.
Okay, homes. It sounds kind of Latino as well though, right?
Yeah.
Hey, homes.
Yeah.
What's up, homes? Cool, man. So the infamous Justin, getting old gangster.
My street cred.
Street cred. That's another word I was thinking
of. That just means like I have a reputation on the street for maybe I capped. Yeah. Cap is like, it's actually a cap gun. Uh-huh. You know, those guns that are fake.
No, that's not what it means, does it?
It's a cap gun. So, what they say to cap somebody is like really to kill somebody.
To shoot them with a gun.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got capped. Uh-huh. Means he got shot.
I capped his ass. It's not true. If you ever believed or thought that I could kill somebody or that I was a gangster, it's not really true. I know, I seem really tough.
Uh-huh.
Really strong.
Yeah, yeah. If this is the first time you've ever listened to our podcast, we're just joking. Justin has never killed anyone, I don't think, right?
I don't think so, no.
Okay, cool. Maybe with your charming looks.
Which leads us into today's episode.
Yeah.
Today's episode, 75 ways to say beautiful.
We're going to teach them 75 ways?
No, they can read the article if they want, but we'll cover 16.
16 ways to say
beautiful.
Beautiful.
So they're synonyms because kind of the idea is like people... Everybody says beautiful to describe the many shades of beauty when really there's so many different ways.
Yeah. 50 shades of beautiful.
Yeah.
That should have been the name of the article.
50 shades of beautiful. Yeah. 75 shades of beautiful, but today we're only going to do 16.
Okay. That's a good enough start. If you know 16 ways to say beautiful, I guess you're going to be very good at, I don't know, complimenting people. What is a compliment? Because I know that's sometimes confused because, at least in Portuguese and I think in Spanish, it's a false cognate.
It's not false, because a compliment, you can say, oh, you know, he compliments you.
He compliments you?
Yeah, so they're spelled differently, too, but compliment, C-O-M-P-L-E-M-E-N-T, that's like to be complimentary. right? Complementary.
Mm-hmm. So it goes, it works well together.
Yeah.
When they're together, it works really well.
Yeah, exactly.
Like I can say, that shirt complements your complexion.
But a compliment is actually when you say something nice about somebody else.
Yeah.
Right?
Because I know that if you say, like, complementa, uh-huh, in Portuguese, it's not really used as that way, like elogia, right? In,
yeah,
Portuguese, to compliment someone, like, say, hey man, nice shirt, looking good. I'm complimenting,
yeah,
Justin.
Thanks, man.
No worries.
So,
it's not the shirt I gave you, though.
It's not, no. But, okay, so back to this. So, there are many different ways to say beautiful. You can describe beautiful things, beautiful people, babies, dogs,
mm-hmm,
sunsets. Right, there are many different things you can say, but people use them all. People don't use them with the level of specificity.
Oh, that's a big word. Specificity.
They're not that specific about how they use it,
mm-hmm,
so people can definitely communicate a lot better. So,
mm-hmm, and also, I think people, you know, this is a kind of language that when you're speaking in a language that's not your own language, it's not your mother tongue. Sometimes you're not sure what's the correct word to use in those situations. You know, if you want to call, for example, a man calling a woman beautiful or a woman calling a man beautiful, how does that change? Can I use all those different words? Or maybe is that word too strong? Is she going to get the wrong idea if I say that? Or do I want her to get the wrong idea? You know, it's a very complex situation because it's a word that actually has a lot to do with your social, you know, being social with people, and you don't want to make anyone feel uncomfortable or give them the wrong impression, right?
Yeah, and there's an inherent ambiguity or confusion in this,
mm-hmm,
right? So you can't be perfect. It's not black and white.
Do you want to maybe elaborate on what that means, an inherent ambiguity?
Well, ambiguity is something that's not so clear.
Mm-hmm.
Inherent means it's like natural, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so usually in romantic relationships and people compliment each other in different ways without really sometimes communicating clearly what their intentions are, because people often have secondary intentions or ulterior motives.
Oh, nice. Ulterior motives, great expression there, meaning they want something else, something more than what they're just saying superficially.
Yeah.
Like if some guy wants to call a woman beautiful because maybe he wants some kind of romantic relationship with her, he's not just complimenting her because he's like, wow, you're beautiful.
Or he might be calling her cute. But dogs are cute too. Or a baby.
That's true. What, just really quickly, one thing that just popped into my mind, the word beautiful has a T, you
uh-huh,
know, but you don't hear it. You want to just quickly explain that American D sound?
That American D, beautiful, so it comes from, whenever you have a T between two vowel sounds, right, that the stress is on the first part of the word. It actually gets reduced,
mm-hmm,
to a D.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, better.
Better.
Yeah. And this can happen with two different words. Like cat and dog becomes...
Cat and dog.
No, cat and dog in American English.
Cat and dog.
Yeah.
Cat and dog, yeah.
Yeah.
I would... Yeah, yeah. So, there's a few little subtle changes with different accents, but I think, like, that rule is pretty... universal, that the one, like, I would always say better. Even for example, the word beautiful, I always say with the D sound, and in Australia we have another expression that is beauty.
Mm-hmm.
It's you little beauty. It means like it's a positive situation, like if something went well, you little beauty.
Really?
Well, that's a beauty.
You say that, that's a beauty.
You say that's a beauty?
That's a beaut.
That's a beaut. Okay.
So, I mean, it's not as common, it's kind of an old fashioned expression, but
okay. Yeah, Australians are pretty old-fashioned, you know, back in the times. But awesome. So maybe just to get this ball rolling, we obviously know what beautiful means, and it can be used, like you mentioned, describing a sunset, describing a person, describing many things that you think are aesthetically pleasing to you.
Yeah. Can I just read the intro to this really quickly?
You can.
Okay. So the intro to this article, 75 Ways to Say Beautiful... Do you have a hard time finding different ways to describe beautiful and attractive things, experiences, and people? How do you imagine somebody who is cute, gorgeous, or good-looking, and how do native speakers experience these words? There are so many synonyms for beautiful that mean more or less the same thing, but not exactly. The differences are very subtle, but with aesthetic beauty and emotions, we all know how essential it is to be concise and graceful with our communication and understanding.
What's graceful? Concise and graceful with our communication.
Concise is very exact. Graceful is acting with grace. And subtle is something that is... it's very subtle.
Okay, well,
it's a very refined perception of something.
Yeah, it's like sometimes you don't even realize it's happening. It's very subtle. Like the subtle change in the weather mm-hmm. is difficult to perceive because it's so small.
Mm-hmm.
And you describe graceful as being something full of grace. But mm-hmm. what's grace? Again, kind of described in the word, using the word itself.
It depends on which level you want to talk about. But grace is something that usually has it's a very refined beauty. And
when I think of graceful, I always think of maybe a belly dance, and the way that belly dance. The way they move is very graceful. It has this like beauty to the movements of how they move their body. So I think being graceful with your words is that same kind of concept. Like, you're using them beautifully.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, for example, I was trying to be graceful with my words once, because in English, the word exquisite is one of them, right?
Exquisite,
maybe,
yeah.
Maybe I've told this story before. I wrote an article about false cognates in Portuguese telling this story, but I was in Carnaval in Olinda, like, in Brazil,
mm-hmm.
maybe in 2010, I think. Maybe 2010. And in English, exquisite means like beautiful in a very like elegant way.
Sure, like that is very exquisite. Or, it's like even like unique as well.
Yeah, or maybe like food can be really exquisite too.
Yeah.
In Spanish, it's the same thing. But in Portuguese, the cognate, esquisito, is weird or strange.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you called a woman?
I went up to this woman and I'm like, we'll say esquisito. And I expected this response because things were going really well and she seemed to like me. But then she just turned around and walked away.
Oh man,
with her friends, and
blew it.
I felt rejected.
When? How long after this happened did you realize that you'd used the wrong word?
About a week later.
Oh, okay, so it wasn't instant, so you could go and explain the situation.
It just, yeah, the light bulb went on a week later.
What do you mean by the light bulb went on?
When you suddenly perceive something that you didn't perceive before, the idea becomes illuminated,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And so it was very sudden, and I realized that I had been tricked by false cognate.
Never trust a language. You have to really use it and understand all the false cognates, or else you might miss that opportunity to meet a beautiful woman at Carnaval in Olinda.
Or maybe if she really understands that you're a foreigner, she might just think you're cute.
Cute, okay, let's walk into that word.
So this leads us to the first use of the word beautiful, cute. So here, does cute, when I say that if you use the word wrong,
mm-hmm.
and she thinks you're cute, does that mean attractive?
Not really. I mean, probably yes, too, but cute has a sense of like maybe a, like, you know, when you see like an animal, you're like, oh, it's so cute, I want to go, and like you want to like hug it and you want to kind of be close to it, but not necessarily beautiful in some kind of like sexual way, you know.
It can be the first step, because you know, if a girl thinks you're cute, mm-hmm. or if a guy thinks a girl's cute, that's like kind of a subtle way to express your interest too, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's definitely can be very ambiguous,
mm-hmm. because it's like you said, it's a word that you can use to describe a baby, you know, or an animal, someone's cat or dog, you know. You can even say that someone's house is cute,
mm-hmm.
meaning it's kind of small and comfortable and maybe cozy.
Mm-hmm. What does cozy mean?
Cozy is, it's generally kind of a small but very comfortable place. Like, my grandma's house is really cozy. I feel safe there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So cute, and so if a girl calls a man cute, is that a good sign or a bad sign? Because you don't want to get in the friend zone.
Exactly. Well, if she's grabbing your cheeks, right?
Yeah, yeah.
This is a typical, you know, when a woman, for example, maybe your aunt, your aunt might come up to you when you're a child, and she,
you say aunt?
I say both aunt and aunt.
Okay.
And she might grab your cheeks. What are your cheeks?
The cheeks are the side parts of your mouth.
Yeah. So she grabs her cheeks and pulls him. Oh, he's so cute.
Yeah.
But if a girl comes up to you and says, "My friend thinks you're cute."
Oh yeah, it means she's interested in you.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, there'll be no cheek pulling in that situation.
Okay, so these are organized more from like innocent. The first words are more innocent, and then they get more and more suggestive of which could be romantic interest, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the second one is adorable.
Mm, yeah, yeah. That's not a good sign. If you're interested in a woman and she calls you adorable, it seems kind of, I don't know, it's very similar to cute, right? Oh, he's adorable, you know? Wouldn't you say it's very similar to cute?
It is very similar to cute, but what I've argued in the article, I still think this, it's a little bit more suggestive.
Okay.
It can be.
Okay.
He's adorable, it means like that person is very, maybe, sweet as well.
Yeah, there you go.
There's a sweetness involved.
Mm-hmm. It's more like talking about his personality. Or his, sorry, I keep saying him as if this is some kind of.
Where I spoke, you know, with it. Are you saying I have an adorable personality?
No. Because it definitely changes on who says that in the situation. You know? Like if it's your grandma calling you adorable, then yeah, it's kind of normal. If it's a woman calling a man adorable, like you said, it could be suggestive.
But interestingly, the false cognate in Portuguese, I think, is like adorar, which is like worship, even.
Okay.
And so I think it actually holds like a higher place. Maybe this is Spanish, I'm trying to remember.
Okay.
But
Portuguese is adorável, right?
Yeah. Well, that's what the adjective is, right?
Yeah.
But it's more like it's like a worshipping, which is you worship when you go to church, for example.
Okay.
So it puts you like on a different plane.
Okay.
On a higher level.
Like a godlike.
Yeah. In some societies, it's like, people say that. It's like, oh, my king.
Okay,
my queen. This is my queen.
Okay, yeah, you're right. Talking about like your boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, whatever.
Yeah, cool. Absolutely. The third one, and the most generic one, probably, and the most objective, is attractive.
Attractive, yeah.
I think there's no, there's really no ambiguity there, right?
No. That person is attractive. Doesn't necessarily mean that you have any intention with that person. Like, I feel comfortable saying, oh, he's an attractive man.
Mm-hmm.
All right? No intention there. or vice versa. But you wouldn't use that with a... It definitely has always a human element to it, you know? You wouldn't say that dog is attractive. That's funny, right? That's a pretty attractive dog.
He has an attractive house, maybe?
Okay.
Maybe I sound kind of weird until I actually say the word house.
That dog, I'm still laughing at that attractive dog, you know, thinking that he's well groomed and he's put on some cologne or something like that, you know. But attractive, it's when you really analyze the word, it comes down to the verb to attract.
Uh-huh.
So it's like to pull them in, you know. Like opposites attract.
Uh-huh.
Good expression there. You can use that for relationships. Opposites attract. What does that mean?
Opposites attract mean when you have two people who have different characteristics or different personalities and they complement each other really well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe something that we're trying to experiment or we will be experimenting with the new platform is different personality types and bringing them together and just seeing what, you know, even maybe some opposite personality types, how they come together and how they attract, non-romantic intention way, though, to see how their conversations work. You know, people from different cultures generally have an interest in learning more about other cultures. And maybe if you're more outgoing, it's better you speak to someone who's a little more extrovert. Maybe that attraction is really good.
Yeah, this is one thing, like opposites attract in the sense where I feel like, for example, people from the United States, Americans, I don't know how it is in Australia or whatever, but really like Brazil.
Yeah,
they're attracted to Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
And part of it is because Brazil has this really warm and social culture.
Yeah,
definitely. And it's just like this communal feel to everything.
Mm-hmm.
And in the United States, we're really, it's like there's this hyper-independence, right?
Hyper-independence.
Yeah, it's really, really independent. People think independently. People are independent in the social sense too.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're attracted to this culture. Brazilians are like things here, they're just kind of like, they're crazy. Nothing works.
Right? Yeah.
But they're really attracted to the hyper-independent world because it's almost like it's the opposite end of the spectrum, right?
That's true.
Because one of the good things about having that hyper-independent, everything's a lot more rational and we have really good systems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's missing that that collective cultural vibe that we have here in Brazil.
Yeah, that warmth. So it's like, Americans really like Brazilian culture, and I think Brazilians in general often really like American culture.
Mm-hmm. I think they're attracted to it initially, but I know some people that go there and they have a very different experience in what they have kind of projected in their mind, right?
Because it's harder to engage in the social sense, I think.
Yeah, or their social normalities that they're accustomed to here in Brazil just don't really work there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Good conversation. Moving along, good looking.
Good looking, yeah.
This is one of the most common ways to describe somebody who's attractive, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a little more suggestive of the romantic intentions, right?
Yeah. But it's still, like, I can say again, oh, she's very good looking. But it doesn't, I can say that to someone and they won't feel like, oh, he's trying to hit on me or he's being kind of creepy, you know?
Unless you're like, you know, go up and touch them.
Yeah. That's true.
What does creepy mean?
Creepy is, it's typically the characteristics of a man, generally in most cultures, I guess. Creepy woman would be something different, I guess. But a creepy man is a man who is, he would kind of talk to a woman in a way that's suggestive, but he doesn't really realize that he's making the woman feel uncomfortable. Maybe he's saying things that are kind of sexual, you know, and the woman's like, oh, this guy's creepy, you know. He has no real connection with the implications of his words.
But creepiness, a lot of times, I think it's the reaction of the woman. If she feels uncomfortable, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then he's creepy. But if she actually likes him,
mm-hmm.
then it's not creepy.
Yeah, I guess if she likes him, for sure. But I think like it's generally always the sense that we're using it now. The word creepy, it's always in that man to woman kind of relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because creepy has another meaning.
Yeah, creepy is like something that's kind of scary or dangerous. Not dangerous, but kind of weird and scary, right?
Mm-hmm. Kind of like the unknown. If you're in a haunted, a dark house. If you're in a haunted house. If you're in a house that's like, you know, you don't know what's... I hang out in haunted houses all the time, man. If you're in a house that's kind of like dark and you don't really know what's around and you can't see very much, you can say it's kind of creepy, like you feel mm-hmm. a presence,
mm-hmm.
maybe of a ghost or a spirit or something. But with a man, it's like if a man's out there and he's trying to like be direct with a woman or whatever, but he's saying stuff that she's not really comfortable with, that means he's creepy.
Okay.
Creep alert.
Nice description. Okay, moving along to the word beautiful. Here, we have this. Beautiful is a classic way to describe feminine beauty, at least when talking about people, which often expresses both outer and inner beauty. Calling a person of the opposite sex beautiful, you are beautiful, is more and more suggestive of romantic interest because it could denote attraction to their whole being.
Justin, I've never felt like this before.
that was the song Beautiful by James Blunt. Maybe we'll play you out with that song today.
Yeah.
But so beautiful, this is a very, very abused word, right? Because I think like in Portuguese, this is a word that's it's bonito, right? In Spanish too.
Okay.
So this is used to describe many, many different forms of beauty, right?
Yeah. It can be a landscape, it can be a moment, it can be a song.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful song.
Yeah, absolutely. And
makes you feel all warm and fuzzy inside.
You can say you look beautiful. What if you say that to a woman that you look beautiful?
If I said to a woman that she looks beautiful,
mm-hmm.
like, hey, it depends on my intonation. I could say, wow, you look beautiful.
What if it's somebody you know who looks really nice, right?
Yeah. And I could say, wow, you look beautiful today.
Uh-huh.
Then she might say, what, only today?
What if you say you look beautiful to me?
Okay. Yeah. That's insinuating that you want to maybe some kind of romantic intention there, right?
Yeah. So can women call other women beautiful?
Yeah, of course.
Can men call other men beautiful?
No. I mean, they can, of course.
But women, so do women usually describe men as beautiful?
Yeah, I think so. I think he's, I don't know, I guess so. No one's ever called me beautiful.
First of all...
What about pretty? Or is that the next word?
So maybe a gay man could probably call another man beautiful, right?
I think a man... I mean, you know, who's to say what I can and can't call a man based on my sexual preferences? If I want to call a man beautiful, I don't care. Let's just call him beautiful.
Let's just change the language then.
Yeah. Justin, you look beautiful to me.
Thanks. But what I wrote here... The cultural note I wrote in this article is that with romantic intentions, beautiful is generally used to describe a feminine or very intimate beauty.
Okay, yeah.
So in English-speaking cultures, it's not common for a woman to call a man beautiful unless she was describing a more delicate type of beauty. While a man will call a woman beautiful, a woman will call a man good-looking, cute, or even handsome.
Handsome, yeah.
Also, keep in mind that beautiful is not just used to describe people, but also places and things, which is much more universal.
Mm-hmm. Sure, yeah, it is a universal word. That's why it's 75 ways to say beautiful, because beautiful is that one that everyone knows. It's a really difficult word to spell as well, I guess, for someone who is learning English.
B-E-A-U.
Yeah.
T-I-F-U-L.
Good job.
That's not that hard. What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, like, the way it sounds, beau, it sounds like it has a W, but it's mm-hmm. like B-E-A-U.
Uh-huh.
And if I was just say B E A U without the to full at the end, I'd say bow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, English is a messed up language when it comes to like vowels and mm-hmm. how the vowel sounds change. You know,
mm-hmm.
everybody knows, especially Latino, you know, Romance language people, is that bitch and beach.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that E and I, these sounds very horrible to sound.
What a beautiful beach. What a beautiful bitch. We would never say that's a beautiful bitch, and bitch does not mean prostitute here.
Okay, I think someone has an article that explains that, which we'll post in today's show notes.
How to use the word bitch.
How to use the word bitch, that's it.
Okay, so moving on, handsome.
Handsome.
This is one of the ones where I think there was maybe a cultural disagreement a little bit when I was asking you about this. Handsome. Because many women often say, like...
Is this when you are asking me if I think you're handsome?
Hey, is this shirt handsome on me? No. But we don't really use this word that much in the United States anymore.
Mm.
We stop using it so much. It's a little bit old-fashioned.
Yeah. There's a... sorry, keep going.
Maybe I'm wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong. But... At least from my understanding, it's not so common anymore. But you were saying that it's common in Australia.
I don't really remember what's common in Australia now that I've lived out of Australia for so long. What I was going to say, though, is that there's a really funny video I put together using a scene from the TV show Friends. And I'll post it in the show notes. And this is a really funny scene because Ross and Rachel, two characters from the show, get pulled over by a policeman. They get stopped by a policeman, and Rachel starts flirting with the policeman.
What was his name?
The policeman's name was Officer Hanson.
And that's a common last name, right?
It's a very common last name. But she says, "Oh, hey, Officer Hanson," and he's like, "Oh, it's Hanson." He's like, "Oops, my mistake."
And then she gets out of the ticket, right?
Yeah.
She doesn't have to pay the ticket.
Yeah, a ticket is.
It's the fine, right?
A fine, yeah. Fine is an infringement. When you break the law, you have to pay a fine.
But she didn't because the police officer liked her.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
He started flirting back.
And then Ross was driving after that.
Mm-hmm.
The guy, right?
Yeah.
And he's driving too slow because he doesn't want to get a ticket.
Yeah.
But he gets stopped by Officer Petty.
Petty. And then Ross tries to use the same trick Rachel used. And he says... Was I going a little too... Oh, no, he doesn't say that. But he says something like... He passes him his driver's license and says, "Here you go, officer. Pretty."
It's Petty.
Oh,
my mistake.
Yeah. But Petty can also mean something else. Because Petty is a famous last name too. Just like Hanson. the petty can mean?
Petty means something that maybe doesn't hold so much importance. It's mm-hmm. something that, like, for example, a petty argument mm-hmm. is something that maybe the argument is kind of a stupid argument, right? Yeah. It's not very significant.
Exactly. And in this scene, it was maybe used because Ross committed a petty crime. Mm-hmm. So a petty crime is a crime that's like, you know, it's not a real offense. You know, it's something like maybe like jaywalking. You know, when you cross the street when you don't have the green light, technically that's a finable offense in mm-hmm. the United States, right? Mm-hmm. Petty crime.
Okay, so moving on to the word pretty, because these words are right next to each other, actually handsome and pretty in mm-hmm. the article.
Okay.
Pretty is similar to beautiful in meaning, but in a more innocent and or physical way. Beautiful is a more powerful and complete concept and has more impact. But pretty, on the other hand, may be more based on physical appearance that can be molded by cosmetics.
Okay, so it's generally for people who wear makeup and stuff like that. So it's generally related to women?
Yeah, not necessarily, but maybe there's a really subtle significance of that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, is it common in the United States for women to call men, or even men to call men pretty?
I don't think so. Maybe in homosexual groups. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Okay. But in the just using that friend's example, Rachel, she called the man pretty. Right? Does it?
No, Ross called the man pretty.
Okay. Yeah, she said handsome. Okay, yeah, sure.
Well, Ross was definitely... It could be perceived that he was hitting on the guy, right? Well, if you call him beautiful or handsome, too.
What does hitting on me, to hit on someone?
Hit on somebody is to openly express romantic interest and to try to maybe get with somebody romantically. Mm-hmm.
It's funny how, like, I'm just trying to put myself in an English learner's shoes and think about, you know, if you were to translate, oh, he was hitting on her... Because hit means, like, you know, like to punch someone, uh-huh. to hit someone. And if you didn't understand English very well, oh my god, he's like attacking her. He's hitting on her.
I can see that. Maybe like a foreign girl going to the United States and somebody's bothering her and she goes up to the doorman. There's a guy, he's hitting me.
Holy shit.
She tells security, like, he's hitting me.
Yeah. Surely that mistake has happened somewhere in the world, right? That confusion.
Yeah. So... there's a deeper explanation with more examples in the article. You can we'll link it in the show notes or just Google 75 ways to say beautiful. It's the first one. The next one is gorgeous. Mm. I don't think we're going to be able to finish all of these.
Let's just go through them a little quicker now, okay. I guess.
So gorgeous, what comes to mind when you hear the word gorgeous?
Gorgeous, as a It's just like saying beautiful. She's gorgeous.
But it's more powerful though, right?
Yeah. And also, maybe it's has this like quality. Maybe like, wow, she's gorgeous. It's like she has this kind of...
It elevates her.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a good word, elevate. It definitely has this elevating feel to it. A man could be gorgeous too, I guess, right? He's gorgeous.
But beautiful is oftentimes, there's more of that intimate inner beauty too. Mm-hmm. Right, whereas gorgeous is just like they're elevating the external, the physical attraction.
Yeah, you're right. It's definitely very physical, as opposed to beautiful being could be kind of personality and stuff like that.
Okay, lovely example. Great, lovely.
Lovely. I think lovely isn't very related to being physically attractive. I think lovely is more, oh, she's lovely. I have some, you know.
It's more like a feminine beauty, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's like the. For some reason, I think of someone who's just very nice and empathetic of other people, very maybe even a little bit kind of bubbly. Mm-hmm.
You know, like, yeah, there's a the bubbly is like bubbles coming up. It's like the bubbles of a soda, right? Mm. Or like a soda water.
Yeah. So yeah, but a bubbly person is someone. If I say he or she's very bubbly, generally a female characteristic. Is when they talk a lot and they're very nice. Like, hey, how you going today? Can I help you? What do you want to do? You know, hey, like they're very...
Enthusiastic,
good word. And I think lovely, for some reason, I think of bubbly because they're very nice and they want to take care of you.
It's an elegant word. You know, I had a lovely time. Mm-hmm. I had a lovely time tonight. Thank you.
Yeah. Is that what you would say on a first date?
Possibly, yeah.
Hey, I had a lovely time.
Yeah, what a lovely weekend mm-hmm. or something, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Next one. Exquisite.
Exquisite.
We already talked about this.
Yeah. again, just to remind you guys, it doesn't mean Justin's mistake of using it meaning strange. It does not mean strange. It means it very unique. If I say he or she's exquisite, doesn't even have to be related to like appearance or being attractive. I can say that guy is an exquisite guitar player.
Mm-hmm. It's very refined, delicate, right?
There's no one like him. He plays guitar so uniquely that no one else really plays like he plays. So he's very exquisite.
And I just have like this image of like the Italians, you know, when they like something, it's like they put their fingers together, right?
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
In their mouth, they're like. Mm-hmm. And that's like exquisite, because it definitely has like a very like food feel to it as well, like really good food.
Okay, yeah, I can see that.
Okay, moving on. Number 11, stunning.
Stunning. You look stunning tonight, this evening.
What a stunning view.
Stunning view?
Yeah, there's a stunning view of the sunset.
Yeah, yeah. Like to get stunned. Think about a stun gun.
A stun gun? What does that mean?
A stun gun would be, for example, nowadays policemen use like those tasers. So when they stun, like a taser kind of stuns you, it stops you, and
it electrifies you, electrocutes you.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's right, yeah. It electrocutes you. But you're stunned because your body is paralyzed and you can't move and you're kind of like.
It's shocking, it's surprising, right?
Yeah. So if I say she or this view is stunning, it means that you're in a state of awe.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whoa, this is amazing. You're kind of temporarily paralyzed because you are overwhelmed with the beauty of the scenario or the person.
Absolutely. Moving on, number 12, Foxy.
Foxy reminds me of, obviously, Jimi Hendrix song.
Yeah.
Foxy Lady.
So what is a fox, by the way?
A fox is a small dog-like animal that is renowned for eating farmers' chickens and stuff like that. It's a pest from the UK, from Europe.
Mm-hmm.
It's a red animal. A lot of kids' nursery rhymes have the fox as like this kind of like cunning and smart animal. Did I say too much?
No, that's exactly it. So, okay. The British origin of the word, which is foxy monism, I don't know how to pronounce that.
Mm-hmm.
It means young and attractive.
Mm.
It's just a funny story. I'm full of funny stories here.
Okay.
But when I was a beginning Spanish speaker in Mexico, I learned that the literal translation for fox was zorra.
Zorra, yeah.
Zorra, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is like, so I was on a date with a foxy woman.
Uh-huh.
And apparently Zorra doesn't mean anything.
You're falling for this false cognitive trap many times with women, man.
And I said, eres muy Zorra. And she slapped me in the face.
Really?
Because Zorra means prostitute.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Okay.
So it means a beautiful woman in English, it means a prostitute.
Okay.
Or it means like very, at least, very easy maybe.
Okay, okay. Well, you do not have much luck with speaking to women in Portuguese or Spanish, right? What about Zorro, the famous swordsman? Who?
No, that's the original definition of it, because he was so good with women. I'm just kidding. I don't know.
Okay.
We
should Google that later and find out.
Yeah.
So,
moving along, radiant.
Radiant. Okay. Radiant has its essence that they are like shining, that radial radiance of color coming out of them.
It's a vibrant luminosity, right?
Yeah. Maybe if you, I think that's a, you know, if someone looks radiant, like they're full of energy and it's positive energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely. But moving along, sexy. This is one that I think most people know about.
Yeah.
Right?
Sexy definitely is all about the physical appearance of someone.
The sensual, it's even like something even beyond just pure like physical beauty. There's definitely like that sex appeal.
Yeah, sex appeal, exactly. What's appeal in this case?
Appeal is like attraction, right?
Yeah.
So it's a sensual, something that causes that sexual excitement.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's very objectifying.
Yes, definitely. And it provokes, it provokes sexual interest in that. Man and women can be sexy, right? Both.
Yeah, but yeah. Nowadays, just there's an evolution of this term, and so it makes sense, but in colloquially, we can use sexy to describe exciting, glamorous, or trendy things, like a sexy new guitar.
Oh, yeah, you're
or
right.
Or a sexy new computer.
Right? Uh-huh. Or like, you know, even like design, and like looking at like, for example, design and an interface for the new real-life global platform, And you can look at a design and say, wow, that's sexy. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there's no sexual things happening there.
This is used more in, like, kind of style, right?
Yeah, the style looks really good.
Okay. Moving along. Hot.
Yeah, similar to sexy, right?
Yeah.
It's like burning loins.
What are loins?
Loins are old female like panties, right?
No, I don't think so, no.
Oh, what are they?
I think loins are actually, that's like the inside of their thighs.
Okay.
The thighs are like the inside part of your upper leg.
Okay, I totally do not know that. I just know the expression. It means that if a woman's burning loins, means that she is feeling arousal.
Mm-hmm.
But hot, sorry, to digress there. Hot is pretty much the same as sexy, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think everyone gets that. Last one, right?
We got one more, yeah? Babe.
Babe. I got you, babe. Dun, 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 dun.
So babe can be, you know, kind of in an old-fashioned way, like a couple, it's very comfortable together, right? It's like, dear, honey, babe, right? Mm-hmm. But you can say, she's a babe.
She's a babe, yeah.
This is very old-fashioned too, right?
Yeah. It does, because when you said that, I remembered like my dad, he would always used to say, oh, hey, like if I went out one night, but hey, any nice babes around? I'm like, oh man, that's so lame. Nobody says babes anymore. It's one of those lame things that my dad would say.
What does lame mean?
Lame means it's kind of, a synonym would be the word corny. So in this case, it means maybe just outdated. You know, it's like an old word that's
cheesy, maybe?
Cheesy, yeah. It seems like it's just an old term trying to sound cool in like a new age.
Yeah, but definitely it's important to understand because it's all over pop culture from, you know, maybe like 10, 20 years ago.
Yeah, right? So many songs have the word babe, you know, baby, and people still use baby a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. But there are 59 more that we won't go through today, but if you want to go on there and look at this this dictionary or glossary of the word beautiful, it's the best one on the internet, and I think you can use it to go out and like you can describe all of the 75 shades of beauty.
Exactly. And I you know, we did focus a lot of this podcast on talking about people, but I think it's great because if you're really good at having all this vocabulary, it kind of opens you up to seeing all of these beauties in the world that would otherwise go unrecognized. When you can actually have a word to describe something, that thing becomes a lot more real.
It's stunning, Chad. Lovely explanation.
Thanks, man. Thanks. So if you guys have maybe any questions about this podcast, any questions about how to use the word or words similar to beautiful, you know, hopefully we covered a lot of them now.
Any funny stories.
About misuse of beautiful words like yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah. But yeah, always be there's a lesson learned in every podcast, not just all this vocabulary, but false cognates can really bite you in the ass depending on how you use them.
Oh yeah.
What does bite you in the ass mean?
Bite you in the ass is a bite, right? Mm-hmm. It's like what you do with your teeth when you bite your food, right? Or like a dog might bite you.
Mm-hmm.
Bites you in the ass, it means it comes up from unexpectedly, right?
Yeah.
To really sabotage you.
Yeah, sabotage is a good word. So your own actions sabotage you. To bite you in the ass.
But you know what? That's a great way to learn.
Yeah, it's the best way to learn. Because you never do that thing again, right?
Yep.
You're never going to call a woman esquisita again, right?
Or is all right.
Yeah, true. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. Hope you really enjoyed this podcast. If you have any questions, just contact me personally. It's chad@reallifeglobal.com.
Justin@reallifeglobal.com.
Would love to hear any suggestions, comments, ideas for future podcasts, things you guys really want to learn about. Also, don't forget to check out the blog, reallifeglobal.com. You can see this amazing article, which we used as a reference in today's podcast. Also, there you see we have lots of other videos. It will link you to our YouTube page. You can also check out some of our free ebooks. We have a couple of ebooks that are free to download, and we also have some awesome online courses, one of which is Fluent with Friends, which is an awesome guide that will teach you how to learn English with TV series while teaching you through episode by episode of the awesome TV show Friends.
And all of these words that you learned today, I'm sure all of them, most of them, will appear in Fluent with Friends.
Hey, Officer Pretty. Oh, it's Petty. All right, guys. Well, have an awesome day, evening, night, whatever you're doing. And you will hear from us, me and Justin, right? Ethan's, sorry, we forgot to tell you, but Ethan is, he's lost. We don't know where Ethan is.
Ethan, if you're out there, Ethan, come back to us.
Please, Ethan. We need you, man. You need to complete the trio here. And yeah, sorry, guys. We digress, but have a great day, and you'll hear from us next week on Real
Life
Radio.
Oh, yeah.
1, 2, 3, oh, yeah. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, yeah. Hey, are we going to play him out with something?
Oh, yeah. We're going to play you out with...
the song you heard earlier. Can you hear that?
Yeah, that's... well, I'm feeling all flustered.
Yep. Actually, this is... What does pitiful mean?
Pitiful, yeah. To pity someone means that you feel sorry for them. You pity them, like, oh, that guy is...
So pitiful is kind of like pathetic, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So this is James Blunt's new song. Actually, it's a parody of the song Beautiful by Weird Al Yankovic.
Weird Al Yankovic. Really listen to the lyrics of this song because it's very funny.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Catch you guys later.
Your homemade Star Trek uniform really ain't impressing me. You're suffering from delusions of adequacy. You're pitiful. You're pitiful. You're pitiful, it's true. Never had a date that you couldn't inflate. And you smell repulsive too. What a bummer being you. Well, you just can't dance and forget romance. Everybody you know still calls you farty pants, but you always have a job. Well, I mean, as long as you still can work that Slurpee machine. You're pitiful. You're pitiful. You're pitiful, it's true. You're half undressed, eating chips off your chest, while you're playing Halo 2. No one's classier than you. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. Loser. You're pitiful. You're pitiful. You're pitiful. It's true. Your dog would much rather play fetch by itself. You still live with your mom and you're 42. You'll never grow a clue. Well, it just sucks to be you.